Beloved Master, the moment of silent sitting has been very difficult for me. It is difficult to be and live only the moment. Memories and imagination comes to my heart at every instant. I feel my parents strongly. Some memories from childhood, or just the building of something I wish to live. The song of the birds, the sound of the wind, or the sound of the river. All the sounds transform themselves in a kind of soundtrack for what my heart is feeling at the moment. Beloved, how to just be present to the moment. How not to escape into feelings, memories, and emotions. Sometimes I have the strong wish of just not being, and I feel very angry with myself for not being able to run away from that which is so strong in me. When I'm in silence, it's very common that all my romanticism comes very intensely. I get irritated for not being able to throw away these pink color glasses from my eyes and from my ears, for not being able to live just that silence and to become it. Always more and more love. Shahada. Shahada, you speak English now? Yeah? You say the moment of silent sitting has been difficult for me. It is difficult to be and live only in the moment. You are still new here. And when you came, you just got swept away because it was so much love. And you were an innocent person. So you felt all that love. And you just fell in. You dropped everything. I remember in Brazil, you didn't go back to school. You didn't go back to your family. And luckily, you come from a family that could allow it. But now you have gone deeper. Now it is to integrate the heart and the world. It's much more difficult. It's not so easy. And now you start seeing it. This silent sitting has been very difficult for me. Difficult to be and live only in the moment. It is the most difficult and the most easy. But everything is easy when you have found it. It's like bicycling. In the beginning it's very difficult. When you know it, you forget it. And you are young. I never say that you should just sit. I always remind you, sitting comes later. to sit silently, to be in meditation, is not something you can just do. You have to be worthy of silence to come and visit you. You have to unload yourself, unburden yourself. That's what I call the homework. Otherwise, all these feelings and the mind will always keep you away from the moment. This you have to see yourself. That's the whole reason why we have so many techniques, so much dancing, so much singing, so much gibberish, so much catharsis. So you can empty all this madness you have inside, all this mind, all these emotions. But everybody comes with ideas. You also came with ideas, but maybe you're not even aware of it. You just glide straight in because you were young and innocent. And that is very good, because things can happen very quickly. You are not so burdened. But I never told you just to sit there. At least move first. And my feeling is that maybe you have forgotten that. Because many people have this idea how it is to be meditative, spiritual, be quiet, be nice. But you are not nice before you are nice. First you have to be bad. Not that you have to be bad with anybody, but all this frustration, all this anger, all these frustrated thoughts and emotions, all this has to be thrown out. And that you can only also do if you see it, if you understand it, which this is the beginning to. The moment of silent sitting has been difficult for me. It's difficult to be and to live only in the moment. Yes, because all this keeps you away from the moment. And very few people start looking at themselves. People are wondering why you meditate. What is the point of being silent, of just sitting there? They don't know the value of it. They know the value of money, of being something, but just doing nothing? This is only for very lucky people, intelligent people, who is going deeper than the mind and the feelings. You start enjoying just being. You say in another place, sometimes I have the strong wish of not being. Just not being. No, you have gotten it wrong, because by not being you only know yourself. When you really are, then you are quiet then. You are just fed up with yourself, with this mind, with the thoughts that is keeping you away from the moment. And that is the only enemy you have. It's not outside, it's inside. And it's the most difficult thing to become a master of yourself. That is the whole process of meditation, to become your own master. Not to be a slave of the mind, of the emotions, of the feelings. To always be in touch with that silent, empty place where there is peace. Then feelings can come, emotions can come, thoughts can come, but you are all the time connected in something deeper. before you are settled in that, then it will always be a struggle. So my suggestion is first, go a little banana. Then silence will come more easily. How can you go into silence when I see so many people, you are so tense in the bodies, you are so tense in the mind, you are so tense in the emotions, and you're going to force silence? You're going to force meditation? No, first you have to learn the art of letting go. Because meditation is nothing you can do, it happens. It happens effortless. And the only way is to start practicing where you are. And where you are is in the body. Where you are is in the mind. Where you are is in the feelings, in the emotions. So you have to start getting a little bit loose there first. How can you think you can lose yourself, your ego, your identity, if you can't even let go a little bit of the body, of your mind, of your feelings? It will never happen. You have to go step by step. That space is always there, and you know it. I know you know it, but it's not conscious, and you know you start getting aware of all these other layers. And when you are young, sitting comes later, dance, scream, fight. Do all these things that young people do. Don't think about meditation. Then meditation comes gently. Try to live your dreams. Go into relationship, get hurt, get fed up, get frustrated, see your dreams, they didn't work, try again, and again, try someone else, and somebody else, and maybe one day, you realize, I just want to have peace. You can't do that. It comes out of maturity. It comes out of understanding. It comes out of your own experiment. Or maybe you see it already, because many people here, it's not the first time, so many people, I start reminding you, then you start remembering. Then maybe you don't need so much torture before you start realizing that what I really want is peace. Otherwise, people torturing themselves the whole life. And then you find more and more out what you really want. You don't know that in the beginning. You have to taste. No, you don't. You go to a restaurant, you don't know, you have to taste. You didn't like that, you didn't like that, or you like that. That slowly, slowly, you know what you like and what you don't like. Then if somebody is offering you something, you know, no, I'll taste that, I don't want that, please. No, that is very good, that is, you have to, no, I tried. But I love it, they say. Yeah, then eat it then. I know that dish is not good. That's how you learn. Memories and imagination comes to my heart at every instant. I feel my parents strongly. Yeah, because they have been close not so long ago. It takes time that these memories start fading. I remember when I had just left, I was in India and I was very, very sick and I had high fever and I was thinking I was going to die. But then I started getting used to it because many times I thought I was going to die. Some strange way I'm still here. But then I remember I was calling, Mama, Mama, in the fever. I was so sick. Because you still have from your childhood. That is natural. It goes out slowly, slowly. You start focusing on different things. You get new experiences. And some memories from childhood or just the building of something I wish to live. Yeah, the mind comes in all ways. And everybody has memories from childhood. And in that way, it's easier when you are young because then you don't have so much in between you. It's much more difficult when you start looking at yourself when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, because you have much more condensed memories, much more soup between. Beloved, how just to be present in the moment? You see, where else can you be? And if you don't understand that, which is too easy for you still, I know the dilemma, because I've been trying to explain you this for many years now. And if you don't understand that, then that's what's happening. All these things that is happening here is slowly, slowly getting you back. And it is happening. But you have to understand yourself. You have to understand your own mechanisms of the mind. How you're functioning. And that you are not the mind. You are something deeper. You have a distance to the mind. You have a distance to your feeling. That's what it means to become your own master. You are not the slave of your thoughts, of your feelings, of your instincts. Then you are just like an animal then, which how most people are. They are just the slave of their instincts, of the desires, of their mind. They don't have any presence. They don't have any distance. So the mind and the feelings and the ego is running the whole show. And then you can never be happy because you are just a slave. And you are not supposed to be a slave. You are supposed to be a free human being who can take decisions and see what is right and what is wrong. And if you can understand that, then already you can start practicing that. Otherwise, try. And try again. And try again. And try some more. And try that side and this side. That's it. Different doors have different colors. But they're all doors. Beloved, how just to be present in the moment? Not to be identified with the mind. Which is the whole part of meditation. Not to be identified with you, with your story. Who has all these problems. But nobody said it was easy, but this is the beginning. Because only you can walk the path. I can tell you that it's intelligent to go this path. That path, you fall down the cliff. Come this path, and you will come above the clouds. Then it's up to you where you want to go. I'm just an invitation. How to be just present in the moment? for me, it's just the opposite. How not to be present in the moment. And the whole journey is from this, how to be present in the moment, till how not to be present in the moment. It's a joke. But it can be a very, very long journey for many, many lifetimes. So it depends on you. How not to escape to feelings, memories, and emotions. By going deeper, which is what meditation is all about. Not to be a slave to it, not to be identified with it. Then all these feelings, memories, and emotions works very beautifully. They are beautiful people, but not when you are a slave of them. There's nothing wrong with everything. Everything is perfect. Where the problem is that you are not in charge of yourself. The ego, the mind, the feelings, the desires has taken over. That's why you feel very uneasy, because you are not here to be a slave. Sometimes I have the strong wish of just not being. No, the wish you have is just to have peace. And the peace comes when you are free of the mind. When you are free of your whole story. Don't worry, it's much closer than you think. For God's sake, don't take it serious. I will always remind you, Shahada. Because otherwise this business has been so serious for thousands of years, I'm not going to allow it. No. The world is already bad enough. At least here, in less enjoy. So Sujan is enjoying laughing now. He wanted to escape one time. He wanted to become a priest, no? Or a monk or something. Huh? Wasn't it? Into a monastery? It's not so easy. You cannot escape. It's easy to escape to the forest, to the monastery, to the cave in the Himalayas. But that is not really silence. The silence is will be tested in the world. Otherwise, it's like that old story. He's been 37 years in a cave in the Himalayas. Heavy-duty penance and yoga. Self-sacrifice. Bed of nails. And eating 2 twigs a day. And then Kumbh Mela is happening on the plains in India. You have Kumbh Mela. All the yogis coming from far and near, and they have Maha Kumbh Mela. That's only every 120 years. He couldn't miss it. Then he comes down there. The first evening in the crowd, another yogi steps him on the foot. Then he freaks. 37 years down the drain, he gets so mad, stepping on my foot, I'm a very famous yogi. They're 37 years gone. Maybe he realized, you cannot escape, you have to face yourself. It's much more difficult to live in the world than to escape from it. This is not true silence. You have to understand the workings of the mind, of the emotions. And the more you are here, the more you will understand how this work is happening. You have to learn all sides of life. Then when you see, you understand, everything falls into place by itself. Sometimes I have the strong wish of just not being, and I feel very angry with myself for not being able to run away from that what is strong, so strong in me. When I'm in silence, it's common that all my mind and romanticism comes instantly. I get irritated for not being able to throw away all these pink color glasses from my eyes, for not being able to just leave the silence and become it. Yeah, but you have the wish, you have the desire, and that is what's going to take you away from all this mind. This is the desire that will take you to the target. You want something else. That is the light in the end of the tunnel. No, you remember that. You remember it is something else. That is what awareness is. What can thoughts do with you? They can't force you to do anything. What can feelings do with you? They can't force you to do anything. Your emotions. It's up to you if you want to act. And you have to sit silently in the middle of the storm. Whatever is happening, what can it do? That is what meditation is. You are sitting in the middle of it, in the center of the cyclone. Everything is quiet. Around you, all the mind, all the emotion, all the feelings. What can they do if you don't move? And slowly, 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 you start accepting this. You start seeing the results of not acting out of unconsciousness, out of your mind, out of your emotions. And then a peace comes. That's how it is. Then you start becoming worthy of silence, of peace. Because now you have done some of your homework. You start understanding, you start seeing how it is. You don't need to. Then you get more strength. Then you get more friends with Mrs. Silence, with beauty, with love, with meditation. Then less and less mind. Then one day, even the mind gives up. They can come, but they go quickly. But I don't want you to torture yourself, Shahada. I want to remind you that you are young and have some fun also. Go a little banana. Dance and scream. One of the best meditation, that is laughing, you know. That is also one of my secret techniques. Yeah? Then you feel relaxed. And the mind, it has three different levels. It has many levels, but the first, that's why always people, meditators, who has been interested in meditation and silence, has become more aware what they do. You have to start study yourself. You have to start seeing where are you leaking out. So the first thing is be more conscious what you talk about. Because it's so easy to just blabber, gossip, blah, 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 blah. And it's just unconscious. And when you are feeding unconscious things, how can you become more aware? So the easiest is to stop first, being more conscious of what you talk about. Talk what is more necessary, what is more real. Be more quiet. Then you start stopping this energy that is just going automatic. Most people are leaking so much energy out their mouth. Very few people get aware of it because they have no interest to become quiet. Only a sannyasin, only a meditator is interested in becoming quiet. This is your question. How to be more present? Become more aware. Become more aware on every level. How you talk, how much you talk. Then deeper than that, that is the mind. Talking is the mind going out. Next is, what's your mind, how it functions inside. Pull yourself back into the moment. Be aware of your breath. Be aware of your heart. Be aware of your master. Anything that can put you back into the moment, into a good space. Then deeper than that is the feelings, is the emotions. That's how it goes, step by step. You have to start with the outside. How you behave, how your body is, how you talk. Then next, the mind. Not being so identified with the mind. Then your emotion, your feelings, your moods. It's not something you do overnight. But if you are interested, you are at the right place. And that you know you are. And I know. So there's no problem. But start experimenting. Do you do dynamic? No. That is very normal. You know, because people have idea and also everybody is a bit lazy. And it's good to do it. Do it till you enjoy it, then you can stop. Or anything like that, but it's important that you move, because if there is a lot of unconscious mind stuff and feelings, which there is in everybody, then it has to have an outlet. And that outlet, you can't so easily watch it, because you still don't have that awareness. You have to throw it out first. You have to unburden yourself. So if you dance, if you run up the mountain and come back, then you are very relaxed. So you see that opposites, they help each other. It's not they are against each other. If you take yourself to one level, you will go back to the other side. It happens by itself. That's how it's been and how it is for most people. They're going to sit and force themselves into meditation. No, do it the easy way. Listen to Baba. Then we can have fun at the same time. The Buddha says, the restless, agitated mind, hard to protect, hard to control. This is what Buddha said 2,500 years ago. Nothing has changed. The restless, agitated mind, how to protect, how to control. How to do it? Only the master makes it straight. If you want to become straight, says the Buddha, sit with the Buddhas. That is the easiest way. If you want to become rich, go and study on Wall Street. Huh? Simple. If you want to find peace, go with the peaceful people. Make sense or what? This is how the Buddha is trying to explain you. This restless, agitated mind, so hard to control. But the sage make it straight. The master knows how to make it straight. Like a fish out of water, thrown on the dry ground, the mind thrashes about, trying to do its own thing. The mind, hard to control. But one does very well to tame it. The disciplined mind brings happiness. The disciplined mind brings happiness. And that is true happiness, because then you start touching a happiness that is always there. It's not relied on the mind or on desires of something that comes and goes. You start going beyond to the source of happiness. The mind always changes. Sometimes you're up and then down and then there, and then totally gone. But it's hard to control. It's always been like that. The mind, hard to see. Going where it wishes. The mind goes where it wishes. But remember, you are not the mind. You don't know, you don't need to go with it. But that is also hard to tame. That's what you're doing here. You start taming the mind, so you are not the slave. You do your thing. Let the mind do whatever it does. Fuck it. Said the Buddha. The new sutras. No, even the old Buddha is laughing. Oh my God. It was serious days, I remember. Oh. All day, day out, day in, just following the breath, no fun. No, we do both. The mind, hard to see, going where it wishes, but the wise one protects. And the watched mind brings happiness. Those who restrain it will be free. For those who are unsteady of the mind, who do not know the true Dharma, and whose serenity wavers, wisdom will never mature. And you can't do it. It happens by itself. And sometimes it takes a long time before you are in that place where you are ready to do it. For those who are unsteady of mind, for those who do not know the true Dharma and whose serenity wavers, wisdom does not mature. Buddha says you have to be steady. You have to be dedicated, otherwise nothing will happen. If the Buddha feels you just one day there and one day the next, has to feel that you are there. And not only there, but this is the only place you want to be. Then much is, can happen very quickly. For those who are unsteady of mind, and who is not unsteady? Those who do not know the true Dharma, and whose serenity wavers, wisdom does not mature. And how does it mature? How does wine become better? First you have to have that whole process of picking the grape and making the wine, and then at last you have made the such a good wine, then you put it down there in the dark cellar. No, it's nothing to do now. And that is what satsang is. That's what being with the master is. First you do all your thing, now you just sit. Then you get more and more delicious. But if you are wavering, then the wine never matures. For one who is awake, for whose mind isn't overflowing, whose heart isn't afflicted, and who has abandoned both merit and demerit, fear does not exist. And fear is just the name, a word that Buddha uses for the mind. He could also say the mind doesn't exist, because fear is in the mind. If there is no mind, how can there be fear? But this is the part of awareness of meditation. I say also, when love exists. When love exists, there is no fear. How can love and fear? They cannot be together. Either there is love or there is fear. All too soon this body will lie on the ground, finished, deprived of consciousness, like a useless scrap of wood. Buddha is reminding you, soon you will die, soon you will leave this world. Then what have you done? Did you do something you can take with you? Or do you think you can take your education, your money with you? All too soon this body will lie on the ground, cast aside, deprived of consciousness, like a useless scrap of wood. Whatever an enemy may do to an enemy, or people who hate each other, one to another, much worse is the harm from one's own wrongly directed mind. And wrongly directed mind is just an unconscious mind who can just go run free. You have to direct it. That is the whole thing with being a meditator. By start waking up, you have to start becoming in charge. Again, you have to direct your energies. Be that in the physical body, in the mental body, in your mind, in your emotions, in your actions. Direct those to the good cause. And you will be happy. If you are serving the good, it will come good. If you are serving the bad, it will come bad. If you are unconscious, more unconsciousness. If you get conscious, more consciousness. Be aware who you serve. Whatever an enemy might do to an enemy, or people who hate one another, far worse is the harm from one's own wrongly directed mind. And it's not easy, because the mind is all over the place, and you have to again and again direct it. You have to come back, take refuge in the heart, in the moment, in peace, in love. Neither your mother nor your father nor any other relative or friends can do as much good as your own mind if it's well directed. Because that can bring freedom. Nobody can do that. And if you have directed it, and seen the results of it, then you can help. You will become a helper. That's what Buddha is cooking. Help us. Huh? So you can help. First help yourself, then you will become helpers. You don't even need to think about it. You don't even know it. But you are a helper. Shala, should we go on? Yeah. We're taking it step by step, okay? So you get used to it. Huh? I take you out from your deep meditation. Where the mind is torturing you. Just wait. Soon we will sit. Yes! Ali! sit totally still, close your eyes. And let everything relax. And just open up to the sound of the river. So, Heather, did you listen to the birds? Are you here? The mind is troubling you now? No? What happened? It's easy, no? Thank you, beloved Master, for giving me courage to experiment with myself. Otherwise, how could I know all the traps of my own mind? This is the best place. This is the safest place. Thank you, Sangha, with gratitude to all my brothers and sisters. I love you, Master. Please, please, write me further. I am your poem in eternity. I am your instrument. I embrace your feet. Yours, Bauli. That's what I want to give you, Bauli, and everybody, the courage to experiment with yourself. Thank you for giving me the courage to experiment with myself. Otherwise, how could I know the traps of my own mind? No, you cannot know before you start observing it. This is the best place. This is the safest place. And this is the easiest place. Because here the mind is not in power. It is easy to see through it. And beyond the mind is freedom. and beyond the noise is silence. And beyond the chaos is beauty. Thank you.